Dear friends, welcome. Today I would like to tell you a story when I was staying in the Deer Park Monastery in California. It was on an evening that I walked through the oak forest. It was a lovely night, and as I entered the forest, I saw a whole cloud of fireflies dancing in the air. As I walked closer to them, I noticed one firefly. He was hanging still in the air, radiating peace and quiet. I approached this firefly and curiously I sat myself down next to a tree. And sure enough, when I myself became quiet as well, this firefly landed on my hand. As I looked at the firefly, I wondered, dear firefly, what makes you so still and quiet? And I did not expect an answer, but suddenly this little friend started to speak. Let me tell you my story, my dear monk, he said. It was on one night, just like this, that I too was flying around in this dance in the forest. But then I looked up, and there in the sky I saw these white lights. And these white lights, they were so still and quiet that I started to wonder, how can I too be so still and quiet? And I tried to mimic them and I tried to send out my prayers, but nothing got answered. And every night I contemplated, trying to be in touch with these lights, but to no avail. So then one night, I realized, if those lights don't answer me, maybe I can go to those lights. And so I went out on an adventure. And as I flapped my wings, and I got higher and higher, I started to rise above the canopy. I think no firefly ever was as high as me, but still I was determined to go even higher. And I flew, and I flew, and I flew, and I flapped my wings, and tiredness went over me, and I almost gave up. But I looked up into the sky again, and I saw those white lights, and determined I went on, and I flapped my wings, and I flapped them more and more and more. I flapped so hard, and up I went, and up I went, and it almost seems like that the air was feeling that I had less resistance, but I went even up, higher and higher, until suddenly it became black in front of my eyes. A moment later, I opened my eyes and I found myself in a dark, vast place. There were white lights all around, hanging quietly. and in the vastness of this space, I felt through my whole body a stillness settling in. But suddenly, a low voice reverberated from the distance. "Hello, my dear friend," sounded the voice. And I turned around, and in front of me was a big yellow form. "Hello, my dear little firefly. I am so happy to finally meet you. We heard your prayers, my dear friend, but we were unable to come to you, as our place is here in space, for we are stars. And we offer, with our life, the energy of light and warmth throughout the cosmos, offering life on planets like yours. And in the end of our lives, some of us who are super big expand and explode in giant explosions, and in those explosions the dust of solar systems and planets are formed. And so you too are made from stardust. So, my dear friend, you can find us in every cell of your body, in every tree or particle of air. You can wake up to the vast wonder what you are. So, my dear friend, wake up. Wake up, dear friend. You're falling. Wake up. Wake up. And suddenly, as I woke up, I felt the air rushing down, and I flapped open my wings, and with small movements, I managed to fall through the canopy and land safe on the earth. And that very night, it became so clear to me. I saw my own light, shining starlight. I touched the stillness of the cosmos, and I found myself in everything. And from that moment onward, I touched this stillness within. Now, my dear monk, you too can wake up to the wonder that you are. And as I looked to this tiny firefly, a stillness settled in my whole being. And I hope that you too can touch the wonder of who you are.